This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Now, right here on Joy 94.9 in the studio live, we have Melbourne's guru of joy, Parvati Sundari. Hello.
Good morning, Ginny. Good morning, Adam.
You look so joyous and lovely this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I feel pretty good. Given I've just jet-lagged my way home.
She's been away on tour for 3 months, so thank you for joining us this morning. And you're no stranger to Joy because you've been dubbed Melbourne's Guru of Joy. Do you want to give us a rundown on what it is that you do?
Okay, so a regular day for me would consist of doing things like energetic healing work on one-to-one, in one-to-one sessions where I check out the bits of you that can't be seen with your physical eyes.
Oh, hello. Oh, right. Gotcha.
And help you to reconstruct your inner landscape so that your outer world can reflect something that you'd rather have it reflect than what it's reflecting right now. And I teach people how to cultivate inner peace so that through a series of seminars so that we can, as a mass consciousness, create peace in the world.
Wow. Well, I feel just relaxed just by seeing you smile and listening to you.
Oh, I love you, Adam.
Oh, hello. No.
Not in that way. Not in a gay way.
No footsies. So with your work, what tools and what methods do you actually use?
So as I mentioned, a healing technique called Ignite Your Spirit Therapy. But we also use techniques to clear out the fixed beliefs you have, and then we use things like affirmations to create a new foundational platform of belief so that you can create a different kind of life.
Well,
and we chant, we sing a lot.
Yes, I've been to the Shanti Mission meditations, and there's lots of chanting, lots of singing, lots of affirmations. And speaking of affirmations, in a lot of spiritual practices, that's quite common. They're said aloud, they're said generally in groups. How is it that they work?
So Hazrat Inayat Khan, this amazing Sufi master from many years ago, said, those who understand, and I'm paraphrasing here, those who understand sound understand the mysteries of the universe. So what he's saying actually there is that everything in the universe is in vibration, which means everything has a sound, really. Whether we can hear it with our physical ears or not is irrelevant. Everything is vibrating. So it's the sounds we make that will create the reality that we have.
Wow.
I know.
Because that's why when people say that you're raising at a lower vibration, you're actually raising at a lower sound. Is that correct?
Yeah.
There you go. It's when you're sad and upset.
Aww.
Things are gloomy.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
And if you've just tuned in, no, we haven't been talking about Savage Garden and the Beach Boys when it comes to affirmations and good vibrations. We have Melbourne's very own guru of joy, Parvati Sundari, in the studio with us, looking so bright and bubbly.
Thank you.
Now, Parvati, we were talking before about the type of work that you do. You're saying that you work with affirmations, which, what would you say? Sounds that you add to words because we're all vibrating.
Yeah, look, an affirmation is a positive statement that you make. And you say it, there's things about affirmations like you say them as a present tense thing. You say them with emotion, the emotion that you would like to create by saying them. And you use really strong emotive words.
Wow.
Good ones, hopefully. Because we all know what happens when you use not good ones.
Oh, absolutely. And I was actually going to get to that. On a day like today, you know, most people right now, they're sitting in their cars and they're starting their mornings. And given the traffic report that we just had at 8 o'clock, most of them, I'm guessing, are probably cursing at their wheels, at each other, at other people. But little do they know that this is going to affect their entire day.
Absolutely. And probably has been affecting their entire days every morning that they do it. Look. There's a couple of things I want to say about that. One is, truly, your happiness hopefully is not attached to whether you move in the traffic or not, whether you get to work on time or not, whether whether the guy in front cuts in front of you or not. Surely your true happiness does not depend on that. But I will also agree that being in traffic is probably one of the greatest tests that the universe could fling at us. And it's one of my kind of whilst I've, you know, none of us are perfect, particularly me, traffic is one of the final frontiers for me of refining inner peace. And I used to play a game called If I Rule the World, and it was all about what I would do to people who do things in traffic. Anyway, that's a story for another time. But I've tested the theory, and I used to test it when I lived in Newcastle and I would work in Sydney regularly. I'd drive along the F3 freeway.
Geez, that would be a patience test in itself.
Absolutely. Going to Sydney every day. Well, not every day for work. But anyway, I tested the theory by driving along on the freeway in traffic, and I would use cursing and force, the energy of force, and, you know, the language of shaking my fist at other drivers, and the traffic would close in around me and I wouldn't be able to move hardly. Like,
oh, wow.
And then I'd clean all that up and start to bless the traffic and say really positive things like, the traffic is always moving, I always get where I need to be on time or in a timely manner. And I would use the energy of power rather than force, and the traffic would literally open up around me and I would have a free run.
Magical manifestation right there.
I know.
Well, it's just like getting, or the alternative, I guess, would be getting a big, huge snowplow machine and just ramming straight through the traffic.
Well, yeah, that's the energy of force, Adam. And you can bet that an even bigger truck would pull in front of you and your snowplow wouldn't work.
Exactly.
Damn that snowplow.
Why does it seem to be the case that, especially on rainy days, that this happens? You know, everyone's always in a hurry on rainy days and traffic always banks up. Everyone gets angry. It's always when you need to get somewhere quickly and it's a rainy day, everything goes to hell.
Yeah, so again, is your happiness hooked on whether you get somewhere quickly? Have you left yourself enough time? Have you left in a timely manner to get there on time? And if the traffic's in the way, then maybe you can use it to play games like Radio Roulette, although I would not play Radio Roulette while I was listening to Joy. I would only listen to Joy.
Good save there.
But it's, I guess, our environment seems to amplify our feelings. So when it's a bright, sunny day, we tend to feel more bright and sunny. And when it's a rainy day, we tend to feel a bit more grey. But it's actually the other way around. It's our beliefs that affect our environment rather than our environment affecting our beliefs. So, for instance, when you cultivate a whole lot of joy and peace inside, you can drive into the city like I did this morning going, wow, I love looking at Melbourne City as I'm driving in on a rainy day, because everything is this amazing reflective charcoals and whites and greys with splashes of colour everywhere.
It's
quite a beautiful city, even in the rain.
Exactly. Look, walking to the studio this morning at 5:30, looking up at the AMP Tower, you could see like the rain streaking across the big, huge blue.
It's beautiful. And
it looked
how
beautiful.
Cool is that?
It is
beautiful.
Beautiful and misty.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Oh dear, Parvati, what is happening out on the roads?
So I guess the only road that is good is probably Little Bourke Street at the moment.
Little Bourke Street's great. You can walk through, you can roll through it if you want. So Parvati, for the people sitting in their cars, shall we do an affirmation?
I think we should. Look, it's an ideal opportunity to sing along with the radio. It's an ideal opportunity to... yeah, I don't know. Rest, relax, meditate.
Yes.
Keep your eye on the traffic, though, please.
Keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to say a meditation and we will say the...
An affirmation?
An affirmation, not a meditation. You will say...
I don't think we've got time for a meditation, no. But we'll give an affirmation a go, shall we?
All right, off you go.
All right, so if everyone could repeat after me, say, it's so fantastic.
It's so fantastic.
That the traffic always continues.
That the traffic always continues.
To move along easily and gracefully. It's so fantastic.
It's so fantastic.
That I always arrive. At my destination. In a timely manner.
In full faith.
So be it now. And breathe in, hold, and then release it out through everywhere.
See, I already feel better I'm not in traffic. There you go. Thank you very much, Parvati Sundari.
Thanks, Ginny. Thanks, Adam, for coming in. Oh, my pleasure.
If you want to check out more on Parvati Sundari and what she does, shinymission.org is a website, or go to Facebook, type in Parvati Sundari. If you want to know how to spell it, Parvati Sundari, Sundari. This is Joy 94.9, Ginny and Adam on Rise Up.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.